Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to welcome you as well to the month of October. As the days and months just keep rolling along, here we are approaching the last quarter of the month, and we are nearing the end of our journey together in the book of Acts. We are in the middle of, well, I guess near the middle of the 26th chapter of the book of Acts. Yesterday we dealt with Paul's statement, I will deliver you, verse 17, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. I didn't say that right. It's not Paul's statement. It's Christ's statement to Paul. And that leads us into the 18th verse in which, now remember, this is the group of people that Christ is talking about are the Gentiles to whom Paul is being sent. And he says to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And I think he's specifically talking about the Gentiles. So the Gentiles are blinded. They've been blinded. Their minds have been blinded by the god of this world, Paul would write in the epistles. He would say, if this gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost, whose minds have been blinded. And so the blinding happens by the enemy who blinds people, I think, to the reality of the love of God. They're not just blind to what's right and what's wrong. That doesn't move the needle very much in the realm of the Holy Spirit, doing the rights and the wrongs. It's the life of God. And the world is blind to the life of God. They need their eyes opened in order to turn them from darkness to light. You're seeing different metaphors for the same argument that Paul's using in Acts 26:18. From the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. I want you to note, and I think this is, to me, this is very important. Paul does not declare, again, there's no declaration that forgiveness of sins happens after you receive Christ. But forgiveness of sins is a done deal, and people need to receive it. I believe all sin has been forgiven. Paul tells them that they need to receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith. They have rights to an inheritance, but it only belongs to those who have been sanctified by faith. Forgiveness of sins is a done deal. They need to receive that and then walk into their inheritance. So when people say to me, what happens to unbelievers? I say, well, unbelievers don't walk in the knowledge that their sins are forgiven. That's going to lead them to a lot of problems. They also haven't walked into an inheritance because they can't be full recipients of an inheritance without faith in Christ. Christ is the testator. They can't move into the reality of the testament without the knowledge of the death of the testator. I mean, the will's been written, but you don't have to receive the pardon. If the governor pardons you, you don't have to receive it. It must be received. And so forgiveness of sins is done, but people haven't walked into it. Inheritance is done, people haven't walked into it. Sanctified is the Greek phrase set apart. These who have been set apart by faith in me. That's why I still believe that the setting apart of humanity is accomplished by faith. And as we walk by faith, we see that reality. We'll continue beginning in verse 19. Paul starts to talk. He's now talking to King Agrippa. We'll see that tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.